Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Now, the first 6 months in office are a critical period for any newly elected leader, setting the tone for their administration and establishing the foundation for their policy agenda. Now, joining me in studio is the Namibia Press Secretary, Dr. Alfredo Hengari, to highlight key initiatives, accomplishments and obstacles during His Excellency Nangolo Mbumba's first 6 months as President of the Republic of Namibia. Thank you for joining us.
It's indeed a pleasure for me to be here.
Can you take us through the president's primary goals and priorities since taking office and how that is progressing?
President Mbumba assumed office at a very difficult time in our country's history, following the passing of our third president, Hage Geingob. Our nation was in mourning. It was a period of uncertainty for many, but President Mbumba was able to calmly and with a lot of determination steer us through that very difficult period of mourning to a point where we are today, 6 months later, and we can reflect on a number of the achievements that we've witnessed over the past 6 months. Of course, not to mention the stability of our transition, which was lauded by many pieces for President Mbumba to continue the work of government. I must also mention consultations with key industry players, business leaders, listening to them, the challenges that they face, and the president patiently also providing answers and asking business leaders to find solutions in a manner that speaks to the challenges of our country. Because it's not one person who can solve the problems of our country. And President Mbumba understands that very well. He always says that we are stronger together as Namibians, and our democracy must be one that works for each and every Namibian. And I think if you permit me, Maggie, also, I need to mention consultations with political leaders. We are in a year of elections, and the president appreciates sufficiently the gravity of the year in which we are. One, President Geingob had christened as the year of expectations and the year of elections.
Yeah.
The president has been meeting with leaders of political parties represented in parliament, listening to them. They come with a number of questions and issues. And President Mbumba, once again, he responds to those questions in a manner that is elaborate. And if there are issues that cannot be resolved through that meeting, the president will always say, we are going to find out and we'll try and find solutions to the shared challenges facing Namibians. But equally important, President Mbumba emphasizes the special responsibility that political parties have to maintain peace and stability, because peace and stability is essential for development. And especially in this year of elections, President Mbumba has been taking that message to all the meetings with heads of political parties.
And then what specific measures have been implemented to boost economic growth and job creation opportunities in Namibia?
President Mbumba has been saying since he assumed office that we need to do the things that allow Namibians to prosper. We need to do the things that allow Namibians to have food on their table. Re-engineering the green schemes, for example, is crucial for food security. And the president has been hard on the matter on the question of food security. The president has been hard on the question of water security as well, because water security is crucial for business. Fortunately, our economy is going through a much better trajectory after the effects of COVID-19. The economic growth looks quite positive. Last year, we had economic growth of 4.2%. And this year looks fairly okay. Inflation is going down because of the macroeconomic policies that the government has been pursuing. But there are issues that are outstanding. And that is the question of our competitiveness. And President Mbumba has been urging and encouraging sector ministers to ensure that legislation that makes Namibia competitive as an investment destination is completed. That work, hopefully, will be executed before the end of the current legislative session. I must also mention some of the industries that President Gengo had started, which is green hydrogen. You will recall that earlier in the year, President Mumba traveled to Lutheritz to see for himself the progress that has been made by some of the players in the green hydrogen space. He inaugurated a windmast, a clear indicator that this sector is a reality. Jobs are being created. The president saw for himself the jobs that are being created. He engaged local and regional politicians to encourage them to make sure that this project becomes one as envisaged, a game changer in terms of employment opportunities, but equally important, one that contributes to that one that allows Namibia to make a tangible contribution in the fight against climate change. You will recall that earlier in the year, President Mumba also hosted the King of the Belgians, Geen Ventuk, but also in Wolfish Bay, where the two leaders inaugurated the Clean Energy Side, which is a joint venture of a Namibian company, Older Van List, and a Belgian company, CMB Tech. That also demonstrates how tangible our green agenda is. It demonstrated clearly that this thing is real. The jobs are there. As we speak today, over $500 million US dollars has been invested in our country in the green space. Over 300 jobs, permanent jobs, have been created as a result of what we're trying to achieve. And that speaks to the challenge of youth unemployment. We saw, the president saw young people on these sides, and that augurs well for our fight against youth unemployment, which is a key challenge. But I must also mention the another booming sector, which is mining more broadly. Some very good prospects there. Oil and gas, very good prospects. As we are speaking, some key companies, global companies, are investing in our country to provide related services in the oil and gas sector. So, as President Gengo used to say, there's light at the end of the tunnel after a number of difficult years. And President Mumba has been a good steward for the past 6 months of, has been a good steward of our country for the past 6 months.
And then moving on to the country's health sector, how is the president addressing the accessibility and quality of healthcare in the country? What's being done to improve on that? Are there any set goals?
The question of the health sector is one that preoccupies the president. Because a healthy nation is a prosperous nation. That goes without saying. You may have seen a number of initiatives in recent months. For example, the potential setting up of clinics in Gurenkuru. Not so a few months ago, there was a groundbreaking ceremony for another hospital in Katutura. Because of population growth, we need to constantly reinvent and create new avenues for better provision of the health services to Namibians. And you would agree with me, and you know as well that the health sector in this country is one of the largest recipient of our annual budget. The social sector more broadly receives about 50% of our budget. And that speaks to the commitment of the government and President Mumba to provide accessible health services to Namibians.
And then are there perhaps, you know, any implementation goals in terms of the completion of these hospitals and health centers?
Of course, our country is coming from a background of fiscal stress. We had the commodity cycle bust from 2014 to about 2019, And we had COVID-19 as we're about to recover financially. So resources are scarce and they're allocated to all these sectors in a manner that speaks to the scale of the challenges. And there's no doubt that in the coming years, Namibia will have improved healthcare facilities. There's no doubt about that, especially in the public sector.
Mm-hmm. How does the president plan to address the challenges facing the education sector, you know, such as teachers' shortages and infrastructure needs?
The Namibian government has a program to improve the education sector. You will recall that a few years ago, the government received a loan from African Development Bank to improve school infrastructure. That process is ongoing. A number of classrooms are being added each year to increase the bandwidth of learners who are taught in adequate classrooms. Last year, about 500 or so were added. We didn't meet the target per se, but 500 more classrooms were added in the sector. And the question of teacher training is ongoing. So there are a number of things that are being done to improve the quality of our education system. And I must mention that President Bumba is very committed to that sector because he's a past education minister. He is constantly emphasizing to university managers and leaders that they must work on the question of quality. We must guard against qualifications that don't meet the standards that we've set for ourselves. Importantly, learners and students must study fields that are relevant to our economy, relevant to our growth, because it serves no purpose to study in fields that are saturated, that are where there are no jobs. So the new areas of a green economy, engineering, higher specializations in healthcare, these are fields that the president continuously emphasizes for young people to pursue. We are in an era of the fourth, if not the fifth industrial revolution. So we need young Namibians who study in these fields because that's where the jobs are. The jobs are no longer in the old economies, but they are in a new economy, and Namibians should embrace those opportunities. And of course, the education sector is being re-engineered as well to meet some of those demands.
And are there perhaps any set targets, you know, to expand the school feeding program, even the basic income grant?
The challenge that we face, Maggie, is that resources are also scarce. But learners who are in school today, the majority of them are beneficiaries of the school feeding program. That's why I said around close to 400,000. Learners benefit from the school feeding program. I don't think that as a country we have more than 600,000 learners, because then it would mean everybody's a learner. But the majority of our learners are those who are needy, they benefit from the school feeding program. In as far as the basic income grant is concerned, it's a question of resources. When the Minister of Social Services at the time, the Minister of Poverty Eradication, Bishop Zephania Kamena, when he left office, he gave the president a policy, a comprehensive policy that looked at some of these things, and the amount of resources that are needed for us to implement a universal basic income grant quite astronomical. However, we are taking baby steps. As I've said, those who are beneficiaries of the food banks, which targeted urban and peri-urban areas, there are about 10,000 households That's where we are studying. And then if resources permit, we will look at a bigger size of the population. But as it is now, you already have about over 40,000 Namibians who benefit from modified basic income grant. We have every month, we have about 200,000 elderly citizens who benefit from the old age pension. So the resources that are being dedicated to the social sector are consequential. Yes, more can be done, but more can be done within the resources that are available.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.